This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Just over 3 years ago, federal and state authorities unveiled a Ponzi-like scheme involving the two developers of JPEEK and other businesses in the Northeast Kingdom. Now those developers, Ariel Quiros and Bill Stenger, along with two of their former partners, are facing criminal fraud charges. They allegedly misused millions of dollars from foreign investors in so-called EB-5 economic development projects. Three of the men pleaded not guilty in federal court today. And VPR's Emily Corwin was there, and she joins us now. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Henry.
So who are these three men?
So we've got Ariel Quiros. He's a developer from Florida who purchased JPEEK in 2008. Also indicted was Bill Stenger. Stenger is from Vermont. He managed JPEEK before and after Quiros bought it. Then we've got William Kelly, a longtime advisor and business partner of Quiros. And then also named in the indictment, but not present at the arraignment, was Alex Choi. Choi is from South Korea. He controlled the biotech corporation that had the plans to build the manufacturing facility in Newport. And we all know that project didn't go anywhere. Now, interestingly, in the indictment, Choi is described as subject to a criminal investigation into financial fraud in Korea as early as 2013 that was going on, and he ultimately was convicted there.
Yeah. And so can you tell us more about what's at the center of this indictment?
Right. So the indictment centers on a plan to build this biotech facility in Newport. It was called ANC Bio, and the men raised nearly $100 million from well over 100 investors for this project, and it was never built. Instead, that money was embezzled or used to pay off unrelated debts, according to this indictment.
Okay, and so what happened in court today?
So one by one, all three of these men, all of whom are over 60, had their arraignments. Kelly arrived later than the others. He was not in handcuffs. The other two were when they arrived, and a bailiff uncuffed them before the arraignment. And all three pleaded not guilty to charges of embezzlement, wire fraud, and making false statements, among other things. Quiros also pleaded not guilty to money laundering. And all three were released on a $100,000 bond. They had to promise to hand over their passports. They had to vow not to leave the country, give DNA samples, that kind of thing.
Okay, and so what's next in the case?
The U.S. attorneys described their evidence as, quote, significant, voluminous, and complex, as you can imagine, with a financial fraud. And so for that reason, Judge John Conroy gave all three defendants until August 20th to file their motions.
That's VPR's Emily Corwin. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry.
Now we turn to Newport, where Stenger and Quiros had planned some of their developments. That's also where Christina Nolan, U.S. Attorney for Vermont, held a press conference this afternoon. And VPR's Liam Elder Connors joins us now from Newport. Hey, Liam.
Hi, Henry.
So what did U.S. Attorney Nolan have to say at this press conference today?
Nolan really highlighted what was in the indictment, talking about how the four men named in the lawsuit embezzled funds and used it for personal expenses. She also talked about how the business plan that they developed for ANC Vermont, the biotech company, they lied about the feasibility, according to the grand jury. And she said that the reason why the U.S. Attorney's Office looked at ANC Bio was because that it was really the culmination of the EB-5 projects that were being undertaken. And it was kind of also where the undoing of that criminal enterprise began. So she said that's one of the reasons why her office looked at that project.
Okay. And so did she say why it took 3 years to bring criminal charges?
Well, it's a really complicated case. Nolan said, you know, there's about 500,000 pages of documents that her office went through. There's also the international component. One of the men who was charged in the indictment is from South Korea. So there's some complexity in, you know, dealing with that aspect of this investigation. And Nolan also said, you know, that she has a small office and there's a lot of other things going on. So that plus this complex case meant it took a little while.
Yeah. As we mentioned, you're in Newport today, which now has a hole in the middle of downtown where one of Quiros and Stenger's developments was supposed to be. What was the reaction to these charges today around Newport?
There was a small group of people from Newport who were at the press conference who were watching it as well. And I spoke with some folks in that crowd, including the mayor of Newport, Mayor Paul Monette. And he said, you know, hearing and seeing these criminal indictments helps the town move forward from this whole ordeal.
I think it's a sense of relief, a sense of healing, you know, another part of the healing process for the community, knowing that justice is happening. albeit slowly, but it is happening.
But Monette also told me, you know, they still don't know exactly what's going to happen with this empty lot that's in downtown Newport. That's not where ANC Bio was supposed to be, but that's where another project that was proposed by Stenger and Kiros was going to be. But it's still up in the air what's going to go on in that space.
Okay. And so finally, Liam, we have these charges today. Are we expecting any more charges in this case?
We can't say for sure. Nolan did say this was the beginning of a process, but she couldn't confirm or deny if any more information about any other charges or cases would be coming out. So no word on whether or not any other investigations are happening. Nolan couldn't confirm or deny that.
That's VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks so much.
You bet.